I was feeling like in such a crazy good mood and not tired.
No.
That I was
no,
like, no, there's no. something like really wrong. Something bad's going to happen.
It was happening to me. We reverse.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if ever I'm like not tired or in a good mood, which are two emotions that I'm not used to, I feel like something horrible is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I just got tired. So all is well. Yeah. I know. Not worry. It's going to be a good
day.
That is a good day.
Like a sketchy feeling to be like.
Yeah, to wake up and be like, I feel fine. Mm-mm, that does not sit right at all.
That's that. It all goes back to Shrek. It's quiet.
Too quiet. Yeah.
That's how I feel. That's what I say about my body right before what happened this morning happened.
You want to talk about it or not really?
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today. I'm not going to talk about what happened. Like, straight up, no one deserves to hear it. I'll spare you. Like, it's done being a joke. Like, we talk about bowel movements every single day on the podcast. Like, I'm done. I'm moving on for everybody else's sake because I know when it's enough to stop. So
I just wanted to give you the opportunity if you wanted to take it, and if you don't, that's fine.
Thank you for allowing me to use my platform to talk about my BM. I'm not going to. I'm choosing not to. But okay. I will say that yesterday I ordered from this Thai restaurant that was so good.
I'm not going to talk about my BM. That being said, I ordered Thai last night.
It was so good. Like, it was so good. I was like, that's when, like, you know, you're like, I'm so happy. I'm so pleased. I mean, yeah. I have a whole bowl of ice cream. Yeah. It's like enormous.
You confused me so much last night. Because you sent me a picture of your ice cream and you're like, I made this. And I was like, what do you mean you made it? And you were like, I made this myself. And I was like, you churned that ice cream tonight? And you were like, what? And I was like, what do you mean? How did you make the ice cream?
I mean, like, I put chunky peanut butter, Nutella, and into my vanilla ice cream, and I swirled it around. I made the flavor.
Okay, you made a unique flavor, but you didn't make the ice cream. I literally thought you were churning. I thought Hank got some sort of churner.
Well, no, here's the deal. We were both high. Correct? Yeah. So, like, that was a conversation that should have never even started between you and me. Because it was never gonna work out.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, we just needed to call it right away.
Right.
We're not
going to. Right. We went back and forth. Mirage. Far too long.
Mirage conversation. Yeah. And then I just started sending, like, this because it was over Snapchat.
Right.
And Snapchat kept, like, was like, do you want to use this Bitmoji GIF, like, to explain yourself? And I was like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, send that. And it was me, like, a huge hand, like, spanking Brooke's Bitmoji. And I was like, I swirled it. Like, the caption was like, I swirled it, and I was like smacking her Bitmoji ass.
And then I responded with the same Bitmoji, but this time I'm smacking your ass, and it just said, what?
And then I think I just didn't respond. By the way,
no,
I didn't think, I wasn't laughing at all in the moment. I was like, why doesn't she get it?
No, and I was like, what's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I just want to say, like, spicy, here's what I'll walk you through. I'm just going to. Let me be, heed my warning. Do not order spicy chicken curry and then churn almost a half gallon of ice cream and then eat that and expect to make it on time to your 9 a.m.
What time did you leave the house?
8:54. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was up, though. I Snapchatted you at 7:15. I was like, let's get this bread again. Like, right. Let's get after it.
Right. And that's not what you said.
I said, I can't believe it's already time to get this bread again.
Oh, no. I thought you said something horrible is about to happen. I thought you went right into the...
That was a few minutes later. It was just like, obviously, like, too much of a good thing is not a good thing.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
I could eat, like, it just sucks about... meal sizes shouldn't hand me that open dish, mm-hmm. because, like, I'm already sitting on my couch. What am I gonna do? Put up once I'm full, mm-hmm. get up and put it away.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing about Europe.
They give you the correct portion.
They give you
portion.
The correct portion size. And something I've learned recently, there is vegetable oil or canola oil in every single thing that I eat.
Yeah.
Because I saw a TikTok that was like, you probably have inflammation and you have inflammation because of XYZ. I'll believe anything TikTok yeah. tells me from a medical standpoint. So I've been trying to avoid those things. They're in every single thing that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because like we do all these things like the seed and the poppy for gut health. But yeah. then like I just absolutely send bombs down to my
right.
stomach. Like,
right.
Like at all times I get. I
right.
go, maybe this seed. Good luck down there.
Right.
Like I send it down
right.
and it's like fighting for its damn
right.
life.
Right. Right.
I don't know, man. I don't know at all.
Yeah. Me neither.
Did you get that new poppy flavor, by the way, really quick?
Mm-mm.
It's cranberry fizz.
Oh, I've had that one.
Ordered a whole case.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a really hard time with bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
They hurt
sucks.
My throat. But poppy, I like, I can, I try.
It's not that carbonated, I feel like.
Carbonated.
Carbonated.
No, I tried, because it's also good for you. So I do like try to train my taste buds to get used to bubbles with poppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess that's good because like even as a kid, like I hated soda.
Yeah, that is
which
good.
Which is good.
That is good.
Like the one vice that I actually like don't like.
Yeah. I started having Diet Cokes recently and then I like totally started to understand like how people do it. And I like one weekend to having one Diet Coke a day kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, I feel shittier.
Oh, really?
Weirdly.
I thought
yeah.
you were going to say you feel better.
No. No, no, no.
Why does it make you feel shittier?
You know what's weird is like that drink, a Diet Coke to me, which by the way, love.
Does Diet Coke mean no calories or no sugar? Or both? Both. So
well,
what's
it's no
in
calories
it?
Or no sugar, but like...
It's got to be chemicals?
Yeah, it's okay. Like, it's like that's like saying, oh, our Cheez-Its are made with real cheese. Okay, like we're not in first grade. You can be a little, like, you can just say like we don't know what's in it. You don't have to say real cheese.
I'm sure there is like a small element of real cheese in addition to.
Yeah, the guy 3D printing right. the Cheez-Its was like eating real cheese and yeah. sneezed.
Yeah.
Like that's the element of real cheese that's in my Cheez-Its.
Right. I guess like I'm going to eat it regardless of
hey,
what you tell me
yeah.
is in it.
Hey,
so don't
we're 100%
worry.
Real cheese. Hey, tell someone who cares.
Right.
And by the yeah. way, they're not buying Cheez-Its.
The guys who eat Cheez-Its?
No, the guys that are looking for things made with real cheese.
Oh, right. You're not like, oh, this is made with real cheese. Okay, I guess I'll get it. That's
yeah.
not why you're doing it.
I'm not
it.
On the hunt in Whole Foods for
right.
like,
something that's
oh,
made
no,
with
what
real cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not drenched in sweat, like trekking through
oh
the woods.
Oh, my God. I bet
find.
There's so much canola oil in Cheez-Its. I can just like, if I close my eyes and look and see a Cheez-It, there is a glistening on it.
Is that the whole thing with, is that a canola oil? What is a canola?
I don't, like vegetable oil? I think it's similar.
What's canola? Is that a seed? Is it a seed oil?
Yeah. Seed oils are the bad ones.
Okay, here's the thing. Cause every now and then, because I'm just like, obviously, you want to believe your mom. She's like, seed oils are bad. They're so bad for you. And then I'm like.
But seeds are good for you.
Right.
There's got to be something
so
they
once
do.
You,
the extraction process has to be
right. Once you
dangerous.
Once you juice a seed.
Yeah. Has to be dangerous.
Now, all things go, shit hits the fan once you juice the seed.
Well, I was going to say it's not natural to juice a seed. So maybe that's what's bad. But almonds get juiced.
Into milk.
Yeah, and that's great for you.
Is almond
oats get juiced?
Oats are getting juiced
yeah.
on the daily
yeah.
in my house.
Yeah.
Now tell me, wait, what is canola? Canola, oh, it's rapeseed oil.
Oh. What's a grape seed?
Rape seed.
What?
Rape seed? So it's from the rapeseed plant. Has rapeseed been canceled yet or no? We're still doing rapeseed.
There's rape no way
we're still doing
that we're still seed. Calling it rapeseed in this day and age.
We're going on a hike. We heard the date rape plants are blooming right now.
Like, that is insane. And I don't know how that's something that we don't talk about.
Canola oil is a food grade version derived from rapeseed cultivars, specifically bred for low year. Okay. This is one of those things we
it's
chalk
like,
up to.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Whatever.
You know what has vegetable oil in it?
Hmm.
My Trader Joe's hash browns and my Trader Joe's vegetable egg, spring rolls. And literally also everything else as well.
No, it's so hard. There's one brand of chips, potato chips, that doesn't have seed oils.
The Boulder ones?
No, it's like Adios Farms or something. My mom makes me, like, she'll put, when I go grocery shop for her when I'm home, she's like, these chips, if they don't have them, don't buy chips. I'm like, I'm getting chips, because what am I going to eat on the car ride on the way home?
Right. No, the Boulder, like, avocado oil ones are so good. They're just, like, $100 per bag.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Wait, Boulder?
Maybe I made that up. I think it says Boulder on it.
I think you did. Let me shoot a text up to my mom.
I'm closing my eyes, and I'm seeing Boulder in big red letters.
You should just call her.
I have missed, like, four of her calls in a row for, like, 7 days straight.
Let me look
so I'm nervous to call her.
Boulder chips. Yeah, that.
Yeah,
Boulder
candy okay.
chips. Those are good. And those I'll eat a whole bag and be like, that was from the ground. So it's all Gucci. It's completely good. I'll wake up with, like, I have rolled over onto the Boulders. No skin off my back. Because then they become, remember potato sticks?
But do I?
Then shoelace. That's what they become.
Shoelaces?
No, like in the can.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. That's what we should
You could always hear the
potatoes. Oh my God. Where are they now?
Walmart.com. You could always hear the kid that got the potato sticks saunter into class because he was like, shh, 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 shh.
We don't talk about Utz as a brand enough.
Those potato chips are
thin as could be, and they are nothing but they're the bare bones. And sometimes that's what you need.
It's all you need.
Because I don't need any sort of dressing up.
All
of
you
a potato.
Need is one, the bare bones of the plant, and love too.
Utz is made with love. You can that gorgeous woman on it.
She
made it
is,
with love.
She is gorgeous.
You know who I'm talking about?
She's right there. I see her on the screen.
Oh, her.
Utz is a conglomerate, right? They own a ton of things. Including, oh my God, look at that.
It all comes back. Back to me now. That's
it's
awesome.
It's all coming back to me as we speak.
That's really great.
Zappos are great chips also.
I thought they were shoes.
Zappos. Zaps. Okay.
Zappos is a shoe.
I was thinking website. The shoe website.
Uh-oh. Love it. Verizon? Is that what that on the left? Anderson, exactly.
Snyder. I know Snyder.
Love.
Very cool. I love a good conglomerate. It's always a fun
puzzle.
Oh my
God, Utz owns TGI Fridays? I guess that makes sense because the logo's the same. Oh, the chips. They have a collab chip. Awesome. I'd love to do a collab.
Do I? Hit us up, Utz.
Utz, if you send us anything, which I don't expect you to, no. The, what are they called? The sticks.
The sticks.
The sticks.
Pretzel
sticks mode.
Sticks, right?
No, not pretzels.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because Utz
God,
also makes
potato
pretzels.
Sticks. Potato sticks. Oh, you know those pretzels that are like really dark brown? That's it. That's the end of the sentence. Yeah, I love those. Those are good too. Ugh, damn. I could live off of snack attacks. Do you have anything to say about it?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm good on chips. Now.
Okay. We can move on because I feel like this is the first episode in however many, 90 whatever, that I'm like, I have so much to say.
Oh, cool. We can do that.
Usually I'm just hoping you have a lot to say.
I have one more thing to say because I'm going to forget because it's not in our list today. Yeah. And we already talked about Shrek. Did you guys hear that there's an intern at whatever, whoever puts out Shrek, Disney, I guess, I don't know, that accidentally leaked the release date for Shrek 5 and it's coming out next year and they accidentally posted it on LinkedIn? So let's take a moment of silence for that intern and how they will never work again.
That sucks. Have you seen Shrek 3 and 4?
Oh, yeah. I've seen all the Shreks.
I don't think I've seen 4.
Oh, my mom sent me the chip brand. That's avocado oil. Trader Joe's Kettle Cooked is olive oil, but not avocado.
Oh, yeah, I know those as well.
These ones, yeah.
Yes. Familiar with those.
Those are good too. Oh, I love a chip that's like, we don't even know what happened when we put those in the incinerator. They're all different sizes. Some are brown. Some are golden brown. Like, they're all kind of unique, and sometimes you get a chip that's folded over on itself.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, that's a special.
Do you prefer folded on over itself or air bubble?
Over itself. Me too. Because it's the crunch. And yeah. Also, if you're dipping, reinforcement.
What do you dip potato dip into?
I'm calling for backup. We're going into the French onion dip.
French onion
dip. Okay, he's reaching in. Give him a folded over chip so it doesn't break halfway off in the dip. And then he has to reach in and get like a different chip to fish out.
Did you do this weekend at your set?
Okay, so the Shrek 5 is coming. Its release date was allegedly leaked through an NBCU intern's resume. Oh my God, because he put it on.
That
put it on
sucks.
His, oh no, he put it on his. He put it on his job description.
That really
generated
sucks.
Consumer product ideas for the following project: Wicked, Despicable Me, and Shrek 5 (parentheses DreamWorks Animation 2025). That's a damn shame.
Oh my God, when Wicked comes out, you are going to hate me more than you've ever hated anyone in your life.
Luckily, when Wicked comes out, you'll have your podcast.
I don't think I'll be able to contain it to just that.
January 26th, by the way, for anybody listening.
January 26th, Obsessed is coming out. Thankfully, I think we'll have the Wicked trailer by then, if I'm correct. But unfortunately, I think it will need to seep over to here as well, as it will probably be the only thing on my mind, except for Frozen 2, which will always be on my mind for the rest of my life.
Oh my gosh, one of their bullet points in this. Can we go back really quick? This makes me miss writing my job descriptions as like an intern, because one of the bullet points here is visited retail stores.
We should read each other's resumes.
Walmart, Target, Marshalls, Nordstrom, Hobby. I also did this weekend. And recapped. Oh, that is a typo. Recaped. Findings and presentations with images and pertinent information regarding both licensed and non-licensed merchandise. Recap presentations and images. So, okay. Well, so like went in and was like, okay, I'm in charge of Despicable Me things, and was like, these are on the shelves.
You know, I've never had a LinkedIn.
I went through many phases. It can be a fun platform.
I feel like there's not like a huge need in the teaching world, and also I just wanted to spare myself from the inevitable moment when I'm stalking someone and they see that I have viewed it via my own LinkedIn account. So luckily that has never happened to me due to not having a LinkedIn.
That was one of the things with this platform, LinkedIn, where it was like,
that's a horrible feature.
Well, there's no better professional networking site than LinkedIn. So for them to be like, you have to pay the membership if you don't want people to see that you viewed their thing.
Oh, was like, I didn't know that was the catch. Yeah, I thought it was in settings or something.
No, you couldn't turn it off. You could turn it off, I think, if you also turned it off where you wouldn't find out if anyone viewed your profile. But if you were looking for work, you would want to see that, like, some higher up at wherever you were trying to work, like, viewed your thing. Yeah. But they kind of, I mean, I guess now with, like, Instagram and stuff, if you work in, like, a creative space, you can, like, network on Instagram probably, but not in the same way. You don't post your resume on Instagram.
Sure,
some people do.
Some people post it as a TikTok, hoping to get hired at TikTok or whatever. Remember that was a phase.
Yeah, Jenna Palak successfully
did that. I feel like, and then a lot of people did after her. I feel like too.
Yeah,
but
I think she was probably the last successful person to do that.
Maybe the first also.
First and last.
Okay, do you want to talk about your weekend and your shows?
Yeah, sure.
I want to hear.
Went to New York for New York Comedy Fest. Mm-hmm. 5 shows, all very different and unique, all great. A couple sold out shows. Oh my gosh, wait, I had some gifts that people brought you to my shows.
Oh, did you not bring them?
I forgot to bring them due to the madness of this morning.
Damn. Well, good news is we're recording tomorrow as well.
Yes.
Do not forget them. I love presents.
Yes. There was so many funny things that happened. The show on Thursday was my first like sold out big show, and like it was so fun, and people were not afraid to, if they felt called by my spoken word, speak out.
Oh my God, I saw that in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Someone was like, do not speak unless spoken to.
Well,
On God.
It was interesting. Yeah. I'm not Matt Rife, so I'm not...
Working the crowd
right. as much, because I did write, you know, all
not
that stuff.
Not working the crowd and only working the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His thing came out this morning, if we can quickly touch
we'll
on that.
We'll circle back later.
But like people were talking, it was like kind of fun, but it was like a lot of different directions. Mm-hmm. So I have to figure out how to figure that out. But in the front row, there's this girl, and one of the jokes, it's like, it's pretty important to have a boyfriend that looks like he wants to kill himself in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, okay, he's unfamiliar with what I do or whatever, like me, so mm-hmm. I can like chat with him and introduce myself.
Right.
It's kind of fun. Luckily, that man, that suicidal man, was in the front row this time. So I was able to say, oh, look, easy. Here we go. And he...
If I saw someone like wanting to kill themselves at my set, I wouldn't be able to make it through the set.
Well, I could feel him the whole time.
Yeah.
Because he really did want me
dead. You can feel energy.
Yeah.
It's true what they say.
It's true what Justine says. You can feel energy in spaces. He was sucking the life, like, but I was like excited to do this joke. And he like takes the gift bag and is like, let's just like knock this out real quick. You're her hall pass.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't know what to say now. Like, it really like caught, it should have been such a good like crowd work moment, right. But like I literally was so caught off guard by like, you know, the boyfriend. By the way, the gift that she brought, she made us friendship bracelets. I'm spacing on her name and I don't want to mess it up, but she made us friendship bracelets. One says Vulve for you and one says for me.
Oh my God. Did she Vulva. Specify that I get Vulve and you get
Yeah, you had your own box.
That's really sweet and precious. Because I think thank
that
you, I, adore
I think that when we set it up, it was like that.
Okay, so
but he was like, "Here, grab it," and I was like, "I'm so scared. I'm gonna reach here, and he's gonna sock me in the face." So I was like, "Just set it down, and I'll grab it in a second." But the whole past,
I
thing
feel like
was,
if he was truly like mad about it, he wouldn't have said it. You know, I wouldn't like share that with somebody that I am threatened by. Like, I'm not giving you the ammo.
Well, the hall pass thing was funny because I was like, hall passes should probably be a little bit inaccessible and not be posting where they are and welcoming everyone to come later that afternoon. Also, I'll see everybody outside in a second.
Right.
This should be like an impossible thing unless you're a make-a-wish person.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Wish them well.
But it was really fun. That was fun. No, I mean, it was good. It was, I like peeked out at the end and he was laughing at one of the other comics. So that was good.
Over.
Yeah, I think so. And then I think that was kind of it. I flew home and now we're here.
That's it?
Yeah, it was fun shows, whatever.
I thought you would have so much more to say.
I don't have that much more to say.
Okay. Well, that was really sweet of you to FaceTime me during one of your sets.
Yes.
I went to the middle of nowhere this weekend.
Yeah.
So we wanted to go, me and my two friends, Channing and Alexa, wanted to go to like Arrowhead, which is like a sweet like spot in the mountains by here, but we accidentally booked Arrow Bear Lake, which is not like Arrowhead, but like a teeny tiny little town like 30 minutes away from it.
Okay.
So it was like Criminal Minds kind of situation.
Ooh, yeah.
So I didn't have any sort of service when you called.
Yeah.
So I don't know what, I didn't hear or
it
see.
It was fine. It ended up really well. I did want to, because like one of the funniest parts in the thing is like when I talk about the podcast, which is the suicidal boyfriend part, because I'm assuming he doesn't listen.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, we have a podcast, blah, blah, blah. And everyone screams, whatever. And I'm like, I called Brooke in and she's like, hey, whatever. And like, it actually worked out really well because although you couldn't hear or see us,
mm-hmm.
you were speaking to the crowd as if they were like, you could hear people.
Oh, talk. Good.
I don't know how that happened.
Good.
I didn't realize you couldn't hear us. But then at the end, you froze. And I was like, oh, gosh, she's nervous. I thought you like literally froze. Like, you were crying. And I was like, bye, Brooke. We love you. Hung up.
I did get a stomach ache.
Yeah.
Like when I heard people present.
Well, I was nervous because we were in a basement at the stand.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know if I'll have service.
Oh.
But the first night, we FaceTimed in Scooped Bagel Guy, which was fun.
How'd you get his contact info?
He's my neighbor.
Okay.
So that was fun.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. It was cool to be like working in New York. You know, I was like, yeah. I have stuff to do all the whole time I'm here. That's why it went by in a flash.
Yeah.
I need to go back for Doja Cat.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I did this weekend?
At
the cabin?
At the cabin in the woods.
I wouldn't even call it a cabin, more of like a shed. Finished A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like great, guys. I don't know what's happening in the world around us that everyone's obsessed.
I haven't started it yet, just full transparency.
Yeah.
But when I posted last week, because I did buy the book, My intention is to read the book.
I don't see how that is going to happen.
I'm determined because now I've got, that was probably the past like 9 days have been like the busiest 9 days of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to unplugging and just diving headfirst into COTR.
I'm really looking forward to that too. It's not horrible by any means. It's just like, I can't quite grasp the obsession, but everyone is like, the only reason you read the first book is to get to the second book.
I'll tell you, like, Cousin Logan read all of them.
I know.
Which is
she read it in one day, which shocked me to my core.
I didn't even know she could read.
I didn't know
full
either.
Full transparency.
I didn't know either.
And she's like, I read all of them.
I know.
And I was like, I didn't
that
know.
That shocked me when she said
texted
that.
Me. She responded to my story urgently.
Me too.
You bought this book? And I'm like, fist up. I'm like, yeah.
Ready
yeah,
to
bitch,
fight,
I bought the
fight.
Book. Like, what do you think? Why can't I buy a book? And she's like, oh no, I was just excited to see what
yeah,
you thought.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Yeah, no, I'll let you know when I read it. But I was like, ready to fight. But it was genuinely, when I say it was 50-50 in my DMs, put the book down, do not
right.
fucking read the book.
Right.
And then the other one was like, this is, you need to dive headfirst into this book. It was 50-50.
I know.
But right down the middle, the independent voters were like, I just want to hear what you think about this book.
I think that's the key piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone is saying that like the only reason you read the first is to get to the second. So now I'm going to read the second. I knew this before I read the first. So it's not fully a spoiler, but it's like, if you want to know nothing, then don't listen to me right now.
I kind of don't want to know
okay.
anything.
Okay.
Should I go la 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 la? Okay, go ahead.
Maybe for a second.
Okay, just like wave really hard when I can.
It's like a little bit spoilery, but I knew it before reading and it didn't ruin anything. But basically the first book is like Edward and Bella vibes with the two main characters. Like they're in love, like you want them to be together. There's no indication that they would not be together. You're rooting for them, whatever. And the second book is about the main girl with a different guy. When you're wanting her to be with the guy from book one, obviously. And you meet the guy from the second book and the first book and you're like, he's a bad person. Like I'm not interested in that romance and people are obsessed with it and I don't see how I'm going to get there. But everyone's telling me I'm going to get there, which is making me feel weird. I feel weird about it. That's what I'll say. Okay, I'm done.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited for you to read it. I'm going to read the second one over Christmas. I have a few more books to read before then.
Cool.
Can't stop reading. Love it. I feel
That's
myself
awesome.
Getting smarter already. I feel so powerful.
I you know what I miss?
What?
Silent reading time and like
that was the best 25 minutes of my life every day.
Things just came flooding.
Did you even read
something
during that time?
I was a good reader, Brooke. I was gifted and talented.
I didn't know you were G&T.
And unlike a lot of gifted and talented students, I've kept that a secret up
what
until
books
now.
What did you read when you were little? You know, they're the classics, like
Lord of the Flies.
No, that's not little. That's middle school.
I don't know what I don't have any memory of my childhood.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. Oh, Magic,
what'd you say?
Magic
Treehouse.
House. I read every book. Magic Treehouse.
I was addicted to Junie B. Jones.
Boxcar Children.
Yes.
I guess I loved those kids that were out and I think homeless. Like I loved their adventures of
Do
the homeless kids.
Do you remember that book about the mouse or not the Tale of Despero? That slapped too.
No
but
worries. I wasn't
the
confusing
Geronimo
you with the
or something.
Despero.
I was addicted to that.
Oh, I know.
Young
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I was addicted to that young man.
Oh, it's funny. So many things have come flooding back to me.
Yeah.
But what I remember is how, I don't know if you guys had this in your very interesting, not a cult school.
Yeah, what?
But everything that we did was like, you end up like, if you do something, I don't remember how you earned currency within the school walls, but like you earned certain things that you could like, you spend your purple ticket on this like cool mm-hmm. beanbag that everybody wants for silent reading mm-hmm. time, which I remember like, if I got that for that half hour, it was like I had butterflies in my stomach
yeah.
for my little section. I had yeah. my book and I had the comfy beanbag.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
You know, we learned in school, like any sort of like chart system or reward system like that, like you're not supposed to do anymore.
Oh, that was all we had.
Because like you do good things for the wrong reason.
100%.
100%. Like you're doing it to get your gold star.
We live in a capitalist society.
Mm-hmm. Right, but should we? I love buying things. That I'm honest about.
Like we're going to topple the capitalist society that we're in. No.
We're not. I don't think we're trying.
Can't wait to get off and buy something today.
I'm addicted to buying
now,
things.
Not to switch gears again.
You can. That's all I wanted to say
about
media and such. Oh, I want to talk about movies too. Not that we can. Yeah, yeah.
No, no. Okay, we should. We should. Because I watched what you wanted me to watch.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay. Brooke and I both got the new iPhone 15.
Yeah.
Brooke says,
why does yours have three cameras?
Because I went to the
event. But I got two. I got two cameras. I have two iPhones. I guess the other one has three cameras.
Is that the smaller one?
Yeah. Because it's pink. I want it because it's pink.
Would recommend not getting a giant phone that my thumb, which might just be undersized thumb.
Can I compare?
I can't get to my emoji button when I'm texting.
They're the same size.
Oh, did I just share
what?
By tapping them?
We just Tamagotchied. Wait, what just happened?
Let me see what just happened.
You can bump your phones and share contact with each other.
I hate that photo that you have of me.
You know I'm addicted to that photo.
Yeah.
Of you and that young woman. Oh my God.
The oldest woman ever.
You can only connect once.
I guess now that we're connected,
connected
for life.
Fun.
That is pretty cool.
But I already had your, okay.
Well.
Very cool.
Anyways, Brooke tells me yesterday that it's like so easy to set up your phone. And so last night I was like, I'm just going to do it tonight. Both phones transferring shut off completely for 3.5 hours. I had no access to the outside world. Lost my wallet with my AirTag on it. Still can't find it. By the way, you got to reset your AirTags up. I'm logged out of everything on my new phone. Mm-hmm. Old phone wiped. I don't know any of my passwords. It didn't just sign. I thought it was just going to be a reflection of my old phone onto this one. My life was turned upside down last night.
Not have a cloud backup?
Not of all my passwords and stuff. And you have to reset up your AirTags. So like this morning, for example, like I couldn't pay for anything. So I couldn't watch the show that you were wanting me to watch. Mm-hmm. I got logged out of all of my like streaming services. My Apple Pay turned off. You have to reset all your cards in. So I'm looking for my wallet last night. I'm like, my wallet's nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. I'll check my AirTag. My AirTags are unlogged in now. So I can't find my wallet. Everything is gone. My life's in shambles. Couldn't find my car keys because my AirTag. My computer does not know this phone. This young man and my computer are not acquaintances. Even.
Right.
And so I can't find my wallet. So this morning I go, I'm in a rush, you know, not as much of a rush as I ended up being in. But I go to the coffee shop. I order a cream cheese bagel, everything bagel, a coffee and a banana.
Maybe that was the problem.
No. I had that because I felt something going down. And I was like, I'm going to like have a bagel because I feel like a bagel is the most harmless thing you can eat. Like you put a bagel on your body and like, a bagel. I trust a bagel. You put a bagel in your body, you chew it up, you go. A bagel's a friend you can bring to a party and like not worry about entertaining and if they're having fun.
Okay.
A bagel you bring to the party is you bring it. Hey, my plus one's this everything bagel. Oh, he's already over there like meeting other
people. I'm just saying the toppings is when you might have to start checking in with them at the party.
The cream cheese of it all? Mm-hmm. So like bagel wore a weird hat to the party that I invited him
maybe
to. And
he's like okay. That. Or like a hat that like maybe the trend is just coming back, but it's not fully back yet.
Oh, or maybe, never mind. The hat says something maybe maybe not fully appropriate for the friend group that you brought the bagel
maybe.
To.
Anyway.
And scene. So I go get it. There's a line of people behind me because it's like 7:45. Like people are like going to work, whatever. And guess who doesn't have their wallet or Apple Pay?
You. Something tells me.
And they've already made my bagel. It's sitting there perfectly wrapped up. My banana's plucked from the vine. Coffee's sitting there made.
What do you do?
I go, I live right there. You guys see me every day, even though you act like you don't see me. In fact, you're rude to me. But I would love to just like, you know, put it on my tab type thing, neighborhood thing. And they let me do it. But everyone behind me had to hear me say that.
Oh my God. So you have not paid for that yet. Wow. No. I mean, I know you're going to because I know you and I know your heart, but that is wild that they let you do that.
I think they needed me out of the line because my entire order, a bagel, a black coffee, and a banana probably totaled $4. Like, I don't think they're out any cash.
In LA?
Yeah, I go to like a coffee shop that is just like gross.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not
sure they love you.
Yeah.
If they're listening.
I'm not going to put them on blast.
Yeah.
I do prefer that they hate me because the last thing I need is a barista that wants to like ask me how my weekend was.
Right. Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Don't you want to just walk in a place?
Yes.
You know that song that's like, don't you want to go where everybody knows your name? No.
I agree. I've never wanted to do that.
I switched Trader Joe's because I knew too many of the cashiers.
Totally. I'm totally aligned with that.
Anyways, they hate me and that's why I keep going back. There's nothing like coffee from a barista that doesn't care if you live or die.
Right.
So I got my bagel. I got everything. I can't remember how we got
what
to that.
I was about to say, what's the moral?
What
your
is the
phone.
Moral
you
of
set up
story.
Your phone.
Oh, well, I couldn't pay because I set up my phone.
Okay.
And it was an easy process. Everything did switch over. And if you recall back in the day in the Verizon store, that all day thing, you had to be with your parents and like you didn't have a phone and they had to take your phone mm-hmm. back there and it's a 16-year-old.
Hell on earth.
Oh, Brooke. Like
I can't believe Gen Z will never have to experience going to the Verizon store with your parents to get a new phone.
That was your weekend. Like maybe you got lunch or something after, but like no one wanted to talk to each other after the Verizon store.
Right.
And also, I don't know if this is a universal experience. My dad was like, no, 16-year-old, that is not what I pulled up. That is not the thing I have here. It says you buy these my old phones from me and we'll be doing the family plan. And she's spitting facts to the employee of the store.
Right. It's never easy on either end.
I don't know if it was ever correct facts. But the employee did give up every time talking mm-hmm. to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would walk out with what my dad's goal was.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't help to encourage that behavior in Verizon store employees.
What else can you do?
Because then we go to lunch and it's like, no, happy hour is over. No, well, we sat down before happy hour was over.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad's not an asshole.
No, I never ever thought that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me try your Laneige lip sleeping mask.
Mm-hmm.
That we're using as daytime
Everyone
chapstick.
Uses that as daytime chapstick. I love it, and I think they should rebrand.
What? No, I think what it is, it's a marketing thing, and I think it's probably just chapstick that you put on at night.
It is extra wet.
Oh, it is.
You know what I mean?
I'm fine with
them calling it a lip mask. It's just like, I don't need to be sleeping.
Oh, and you actually really don't need
a little
that much
a
at all.
Way. A little goes a long way.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to put it in the surrounding areas around your lip.
All I had to do was dab my bottom lip once, and it's all over my mm-hmm. face, I feel like.
Yeah.
Feels like I just had wings.
Okay. We can finally. Good. Strike is over.
Woo! Congrats.
A lot of people were confused because they were like, I thought you already manifested the end of the strike. We manifested the end of the writer's strike. The SAG strike was still going on.
And the actor's strike.
Yes. So now that has ended, and now we can speak completely freely. Without any sort of guilt or strings attached, etc. Yes.
Yep. And we can say this is a good movie.
When did the strike... Did I get to talk about No Hard Feelings yet? Oh.
Did we not at all? Was that just all in our private...
I didn't talk about Maneater.
You talked about it, but we...
You cut it. Oh, yeah. You guys. That was my Barbie. No Hard Feelings is my Barbie. Saw Barbie. Didn't... Like, it was fine. Didn't have... The reaction that everyone else seemed to have.
Oh, I agree.
No
with
Hard
you
Feelings.
Yeah. Good movie.
No Hard Feelings is. I'm about to say it's the best movie I've ever seen, but I'm not quite sure if that is the truth. But it is one of the best movies I've ever seen. The scene of Percy, played by Andrew Barth Feldman, at the piano singing "Maneater" should win him an Oscar, a Tony, and all the other awards that exist. I'm obsessed. I'm addicted to it. That song is going to be my number one on my Spotify Wrapped. Number two, maybe only two, Lost in the Woods from Frozen 2 or Get This Right from Frozen 2, the outtake song that I also have not gotten the chance to speak about yet.
Let's get this girl a podcast, guys. Let's get her a podcast.
But I will be speaking about that later. Anyway, No Hard Feelings is my Barbie and Theater Camp is my Barbie.
I loved, and yeah, Theater Camp came out. I think I briefly was like, I saw Theater Camp like really quick. I don't even know if we got it. I want to say about this movie, Jennifer Lawrence has always been, will always be, has always been and will always be, is as well, past, present, future, one of the actresses of our generation, like the best actresses of our generation.
I can't think of
all of the nuances, everything she does. And it was nice and refreshing to see her in a role that wasn't like...
Nothing she can't do.
Like, heartbreaking. Aren't her all her roles like heartbreaking? What movie did... Mother? Like,
Mother was...
When I saw that, I was like, I don't know how I'll ever recover from seeing her in that.
Hunger Games is like she's a hero, but it is heartbreaking.
Yeah. It's emotional. This was just
Silver
like...
Silver Linings Playbook, sad.
This is just like fun. When Andrew Barth Feldman sprays that hose in her face, that was so like a, such a good scene.
Wait, I didn't know you saw it.
Yeah.
When?
A while back, and we talked about it.
I don't know. Did you have strong feelings about Maneater or no?
Well, we
played it and had to cut it.
Unfortunately, yeah.
I played it a lot.
I listened to it with you, and we listened to his lives together.
Oh, so much.
That it...
Oh my God, I already forget. I'm sorry, guys.
That was a good movie. What was the other one you were talking
about? Theater
Camp. Theater Camp was so damn good. Go stream Theater Camp. It's a lot of friends. I'm calling them friends.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so many people you know, and this is such like a, they have such a good rapport.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in the room, it almost, I want to know how much of it was improv.
Probably a good amount.
It's like they don't even know we're there. It's so funny. Go watch it.
They got it. The experience of being
yeah.
a kid in the theater and that being the most important thing, not only in your life, but in the world. They captured that so well. Like, this is my Barbie. Like, I feel they're both my Barbie. Because I feel like a lot of people, a lot of women especially, saw Barbie and are like, wow, like all of my experiences are reflected in Barbie. That's great. I'm glad that happened. I didn't feel that way at all. I felt that way with Theater Camp. I was like, that is my... Those are my experiences.
I have no relation to theater at all in school, but I can also say they nailed that.
They nailed it.
So good. And I didn't have any theater experience, but it was a fun movie for me.
Like, yeah,
I like
that's
loved
awesome
it.
That you don't have any theater experience and you still could love it.
No, go see it. It's so good.
Yeah.
Stream it. I'm sorry. You can stream it. I think it's like Hulu.
It's on Hulu, I think.
90-minute movie. 90 minutes. Yeah. This is not an investment of your time. Where it's like, all I'm doing tonight is watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Guardians of the Damn Galaxy
mm-hmm.
we're talking about here. This is simply, and I shouldn't even have to say this, it's almost a short story compared to movies now.
Right. Yeah.
It's brief.
No, I think 90 minutes is perfect.
Yeah. It's good. Go see it.
Yeah.
And then last night, another issue I was having mm-hmm. with signing into all my shit was you wanted me to watch The Curse.
Yes.
With Nathan Fielder,
yes.
Emma Stone, and anyone else?
Benny Softee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made it.
He's in it, though, right? Yeah, he's the cameraman. Is it? I don't know. I'm not familiar with his work at all whatsoever.
That might be him, yeah.
I think so. I would assume so.
No.
Yes. It's not him. Yeah, so he's actually not in it at all.
No, he's Dougie Schechter.
Who's Dougie Schechter?
No, we haven't met his character
We have not met
yet,
his character yet.
Yeah,
and
it's just 10 eps.
Okay. Mm. So is he the cameraman?
He's the cameraman. Okay.
Okay, yeah. So he is.
They gave him a, like,
but maybe he's
huge
not the main
beard.
One. He's the main guy. He is actually, he is the main cameraman, as I've said at the beginning. Yes. Yes.
Well, it was really, I mean, it's interesting.
Oh, God, yeah. It's Nathan Fielder-esque, which... Yeah. I think it's Nathan Fielder-esque uncomfortable with the addition of Benny, whose style I'm not familiar with, but I'm sensing is more like darker. Yeah. So it's Nathan Fielder goes dark mode.
It's dark with like.
There's something sinister. Not,
yeah, it is. It, sinister, it feels sinister, but I think it's just that's the camera work and the music and stuff. And like there's pain in everybody's eyes. But I think Nathan Fielder might just be in pain.
I'm excited to see where it goes because I have no idea, truly. Because like so many things kind of happened in the first episode that I don't know which one they're going to go with, really. But I'm excited to see.
Do you think anyone will die in this?
Oh, I could see Benny. What's his name? Dougie. I could see Dougie dying. Yeah. I don't think we're going to lose Nathan. Or
no, we won't. We won't. Anyways. If you want to check in, this does it come out once a week? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it does.
I think that would be a fun thing for everybody to watch together.
And thank God that actors can promote things again because they're going on Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow to promote it, and I will be in the live studio audience.
Yes.
Which I was like, I'm not going to tell anyone. Like, I'm going to surprise them, and they're going to be so excited. And then I couldn't wait, and I posted that I'm going. Not one person cared. No one cared. But I'll be there tomorrow. When this episode comes out, I'll be in line at Jimmy Kimmel. And I will never be the same. My life is going to be divided into two parts.
Are you?
Guess
are
who
you
else
serious?
Is going to be there? Paul Mescal.
Wait, how do you know?
Because they say who's going to be there. It's Nathan, Emma, and Paul Mescal.
How do you? Oh, all together?
No, I'm sure they'll promote The Curse and then Paul's the next guest.
I'm so mad that I only get.
Mm-mm. I'm going with my friend Megan.
Yeah! Okay.
I'm stoked.
That's. Hang on. I'm sorry. I'm pulling up mm-hmm. something because I feel like I had something that I could say mm-hmm. about that.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. It wasn't about that at all.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to see where it goes and I will keep watching.
Yeah, you should keep watching. I'm excited to see how tomorrow is for you. That's going to be fun. Right before Thanksgiving to have a big potentially life-altering experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's always good to knock that out pre-Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you could say that.
I could say that. I just did. Should we do some Popsy?
Yeah, I have so much Popsy to talk about.
Okay, you start.
I'm feeling upset and mad at Jacob Elordi right now.
Why?
Well, first of all, I want to preface, I do like him. Almost, I would say love him.
Yeah.
First thing I saw him in, Kissing Booth.
Okay, I know where this is going, yeah.
As a 20-year-old woman watching The Kissing Booth, you love movies like that because like you understand that they're ridiculous and that's what you love about them, right? But there's also going to be girls who are 13 watching that who it actually like really means a lot to see those kind of stories of like hopeful romance come to life, you know? That would have meant a lot to me in a different way if I was 13 than it meant to be watching it as a 20-year-old. So he's come out and said that like he thinks The Kissing Booth is ridiculous before. But in his like new promotions, he keeps like harping on the fact that he's like, I didn't like those films before I did it. I didn't like those films while I was doing it. It's ridiculous, blah, blah, blah. Can you imagine how shitty that makes the people feel who like The Kissing Booth? And also like, I wouldn't have even watched Euphoria if the guy from The Kissing Booth wasn't in it. So like, that's what put you on the map, babe. You don't have to like it. But I guess like, don't shit on where you came from. Express a small bit of gratitude for what put you on the map. I hate when people do that. Robert Pattinson does it with Twilight in a way that's like a little bit more palatable because he doesn't like straight up come out and say like, I hate Twilight. He just will like make snide, like kind of funny comments. But like Jacob is literally like, there is nothing positive he has to say about The Kissing Booth, which I'm like, don't say anything at all if you don't have anything nice to say.
I bet he gets asked about it though.
So?
It'd be hard to shirk.
Then, like, there has got to be a way to come up with an answer that's not just, like, completely shitting on every single aspect of it, you know? I know you want to play devil's advocate.
I think
because I know you're addicted to doing that. You think what?
The Kissing Booth is, like, genuinely a dumb movie.
Of course it is. But, like, imagine you're in a kissing booth.
Yeah.
Okay? And that has allowed you to be in other films that you want.
I mean, I would.
Are you going on record to say, I wish I never did that? Everything about it was stupid.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, he did.
What did he say?
He said he wishes he never did it.
I didn't want to make those movies.
Okay.
Well, Doja Cat is the same way. Doja Cat says.
Have I endorsed Doja Cat's behavior?
No, I'm saying.
No, and I won't.
I didn't want to make those movies. Those movies are ridiculous. They're not universal. They're an escape. Yeah.
Yeah. People love escapes. That's the point of a lot of media is to escape. So it's like, sure, like that's not your cup of tea. Awesome. Don't do it again. But you did it. I'm sure it meant a lot to some people. And that's where you came from. That is something that bothers me personally.
Yeah.
I see Ryan nodding. I love to see it.
How is caring about your output pretentious, but not caring and knowingly feeling people's shit? Knowing that you're making money off people's time, which is literally the most valuable thing they have. How is that the cool thing?
I'm not calling him pretentious. I'm just saying like, don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He can say whatever, you know. He's obviously not on contract with those movies anymore.
He can say whatever he wants, just like I wouldn't. Love him. I do love him, though, genuinely. I think he's awesome. I just don't like that specific piece of
the puzzle. he's saying that he doesn't like that the movie is bullshit and we're, like, lying to 15-year-olds. That's what he's saying. He literally says, I was like, this is bullshit.
What do you mean,
I remember going to war for it.
Year-old?
I was like, are we lying to the fucking millions of 14-year-olds out there? This guy smokes nicotine. It says here on page 4, look, I imagine Like, Jesus fucking Christ, is this guy serious? I don't know. Did you read the article?
Yes.
What did he say? What was beyond that?
He just said what we read that he said.
I remember saying he smokes in the book. I need to smoke. He needs to have cigarettes. He's a bad boy. I don't know. This is like kind of just pointless.
Like, stupid YA stuff. Like, it exists. Some people enjoy it. It's just like comes back to like, one, I think he like shouldn't be shitting on like what put him on the map. And two, just like let people like things. Like I like people like shitty YIA things, and it just is what it is.
Yeah. He's probably just embarrassed about his previous work. A lot of Disney Channel stars are like that. They're like, I wish I never would have done that. I think
I can understand
both,
being
or one or both yeah. of the Sprouse brothers have both said that about like Zach and Cody.
No, I don't think they have. I think they respect the work that they did.
On
the most brilliant Disney show of all time. I can understand being embarrassed. I can understand not liking it. I just can't really understand like being so openly like hateful towards something that put you on the map. That's
oh, I'll probably do it again. So it wasn't Will Sprouse.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Maybe you're thinking of Robert Pattinson because he does the same thing.
Someone from Disney Channel.
If I was the 13-year-old girl or however old it was when I was reading Twilight, and that's when Robert Pattinson started to like start shitting on Twilight, it would have really upset me. Truly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like that. And I also think it's like very like a female-driven experience to love all of this like YA romance, whatever. And I think like a man coming out and being like that, it's ridiculous, doesn't feel good. You don't have to say anything.
I don't have anything.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to rant about that because it pissed me off. Yeah.
I don't have anything to say. Like, should we?
What?
It's crazy that I have so much to say about seed oils, but like it comes to this and I'm like, I don't know.
You can just like say, okay.
Okay.
Perfect. What do you want to talk about?
We can talk about Lauren Sanchez, who just married Jeff Bezos, and they did that photo shoot, on the Yellowstone set, it seems like.
Did you see it? No.
Look at them. Look at these two in this. Yes?
What?
We're waiting on the picture.
Oh.
Jeff Bezos' fiance shared the couple's morning routine. Can we pull up the photo shoot they just did? She's looking to the future now.
Mm-hmm.
So she's on the cover of Vogue. She's now married. I think she's the richest, like, married into wealth person in the world, right? This is her. She got the cover of Vogue now because she's, like, married in. Can we scroll down to the picture of the two of them? So there they are. Surely you've seen this online
no.
in the past couple days. This is, like, the most popular, like, no. memed image that's like, hey, we saw you from across the text, the startup meeting. We'd love to buy you a drink. We love your vibe.
I'm not sure where are her. Hold on, I need to pump.
I think she's laying over from the passenger seat here.
Okay. How old is she?
It's hard to say.
I guess it doesn't matter.
It does. Yeah. Well, I think.
But I'm also in the same. Like, I'm not sure if it's like 30 or 58.
She's 50. How?
Okay.
Wow. Nice.
How old is he? That's sweet of him to pick someone that's not 18.
Yeah.
I can respect
that.
Wow.
Good. Good point.
Uh-huh.
I'm taken aback by Jeff's bicep, personally.
Oh my God, yeah.
And that's a real beefy bicep. They're in love because I think Jeff was like a scrawny little twerp, and I think he got in shape for Lauren Sanchez.
I don't know much about the relationship, but nothing about that says that they're not in love.
Yeah.
Nothing about that seems ingenuine.
No.
Disingenuous whatsoever.
It's just funny. She was like semi-normal, I think, before she met Jeffrey. And now she's just this person and she's doing all this stuff that like, it's like modern day, a princess love story. Like she like married the king, kind of low key, and is now like cover of Vogue. She's like a famous celebrity person. She was like a helicopter pilot before.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's like what she did.
Wait, why am I like standing Jeff for picking like an appropriate woman who like is accomplished?
Well, we said earlier that we totally support capitalism. So like obviously Jeff would be are king in that sense.
I don't want to go on record saying that Jeff Bezos is my king, but I'm saying in this moment, I can appreciate one thing that he's done in relation to Lauren Sanchez.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like them. They do seem like, well, I shouldn't say that either. I'm doing good censorship today on what I can say about Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez as well. They do seem like someone in my parents' neighborhood that, like, I would end up in a room.
Love that. Where is she right now?
On an oil rig.
Duh. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think there are a lot of things to be critical about in terms of Jeff Bezos. I don't think his relationship is one of them.
That's sweet.
Thanks. Oh my God, I'm feeling for the first time ever I know how to talk today.
Yeah, that was good and succinct.
Thanks.
I haven't had a succinct sentence today yet.
No, it's probably because of your BM.
No, earlier when you were like, don't you have anything else to say about your shows? And I was like, no, Brooke, move on.
That's like, the first time ever that I've been like anything else. I'm just like, okay, let's move on.
Well, if anyone watching can rewind to minute 14 when Brooke was needing some more about my show, I literally couldn't speak at that time.
Maybe what's going on with your body has affected your mind. The brain-body connection is so important.
Yeah, you can say that again. Do you want to take the next baton?
Yeah. Harry Styles shaved his head, buzzed it. Here's what I'll say. You have something to say?
I just want to say I'm so jealous of guys that like have the option to shave their head.
No, this is what I'm going to say, actually, and hopefully it makes you feel better. I don't think any guy should have the option.
Oh my gosh, I thought that was...
I can't think of one person, one man who would ever look better with a buzz cut than with a full head of hair. Nope. I think the
Has
only
he ever
exception
had
is
hair?
Like, I think the only exception is if you're balding, go ahead and buzz that for me now. But if you have the option to have a full head of hair, I bet
like if it was me, I'm Harry Styles. I look like Harry Styles.
Mm-mm.
I have all the money in the world. I'm done touring. Guess who's getting rid of anything that has any amount of work I have to do with anything? I'm shaving my head. I'm starting from scratch. I'm getting into my bed. I'm going to feel like a sea lion. I'm so smooth all over my body. Ugh.
I mean, like his body, he can do whatever he wants with it, of course.
Harry Styles' new buzz cut. And the photo is from the moon landing, it seems. We have satellites and our imagery of like robberies and Harry Styles are all one single pixel.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see it.
Who's he with?
Taylor Russell, his girlfriend.
Taylor Russell is his girlfriend?
What does your For You page look like that you have not seen that?
You know what? I guess I don't really get on any other social medias right now besides Instagram.
I love them.
So I don't get fed anything that often.
I think she seems
Taylor
really
Russell.
Sweet.
I've
she's really talented too.
I've never seen her in anything besides the Loewe.
Oh my God, I have goosebumps
campaign.
Thinking about how Harry is literally just like attracted to talent. I love him. I support whatever he does with his body. Of course.
Fun with GF. Why would they not say Taylor Russell?
Connor, awesome point. She's a person.
Yeah. What is she?
How about
in?
Taylor Russell and her BF?
Yeah.
Bones and all.
Well, let's not go that far, but.
Or you know what? You can just address them both by name.
Yes.
She's in Bones and All. That's all I know.
Oh, was.
Did you ever see that?
Timothée Chalamet?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But I know she's in other stuff too. Bones and All. Nothing else that I know, I don't think. Escape Room. I never saw any of those.
I bet she's so talented to be in all of those movies that no one knows about. Like, those are always good movies. The ones that, like...
They always have good acting.
Yeah, but those are ones that, like, win awards at festivals.
Uh-huh.
The ones that, like, weren't publicly, you know, plastered on walls. You know what's crazy is, like, we're not gonna... Besides, like, a couple movies that were, like, pre-made and people probably held off about releasing, like, we probably won't see any, like, big Barbie-esque premieres, which I feel like... I know a lot went into it, but, like, just taking it at face value that we get a little break from, like, Oppenheimer, Barbie, boom, boom, boom. I was getting, like, a little bit, like, every day was a premiere of a movie, and now people are going to spend some time with their work. Do you guys mind if I step out and I have an emergency happening? And it started happening when you were talking about Jacob Elordi.
Okay.
I think that you thought that I was really just focused on clinching at that time.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Brooke, get us in a close friend.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is what I want to close on. Okay. Last week I made a mistake of saying that Dolly Parton's version of I Will Always Love You was a cover. That's a mistake. I acknowledge that. I now know that she wrote that for Whitney Houston, as 8,055 of you have told me that. I appreciate the first few people that told me. That is something that I should know and should self-correct. But if you see about 8,000 comments of people telling me, and I would say borderline screaming at me, that Dolly Parton actually wrote the song for Whitney Houston, you don't need to be the 8,075th person, okay? That's all that I want to say about that. I understand and respect Dolly more than life itself. I also don't think it's the most insane thing in the world that I didn't know that, due to the Whitney Houston version being more mainstream, I would say. The reaction was similar to if I had said I'm a flat earther. So that has just been something that I've been sitting with and wanted to express. And I love Dolly Parton, and I want to make that clear. And let's just assume that if you're like 6 minutes into like after the podcast has released, I already know that I did something wrong. If it's past the 6 minute mark, you don't need to tell me. I've clocked it. So with that, sorry, was that mean? Okay. I don't mean to be mean. I don't want to be Doja Cat at the end of the day. I love my fans. I just will say that has been killing me all week. So adore you all, of course. My fans are why I'm here. I love the kissing booth. And we will see you in Close Friends. This week on Close Friends, two things. First of all, let's just talk about fire.
Wee. The first thing I'm looking for all day is a homophone.
Any guesses to what I ate that I thought this is a healthy alternative to?
Was it something
a bowl
like
of ketchup?
No, this is actually bowel. No, I've been trying to move past it for
so
long.
I want it so bad.
That's just one of those things that you chalk it up to.
Yeah.
Who knows, man?
Right.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.